News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Do you agree?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
I think that this is a mistake. And I think what's being missed in some of this is the difference between adopting a fines-based approach, which is about fixed penalties and really focusing on punishing people as the first primary response, and what we've had up to now, which has been a system of community policing based on prosecution as a last resort. So, you know, the listeners will know that, like, since April, we've had over 20 different regulations under the Health Act. Some of them have had penal provisions, which mean that not only are the guards engaging with people and telling them what to do, but they do have the power to prosecute people if they're resistant and they're really defiant and refusing to comply. And that overall approach has really been centred on this idea that this is a public health crisis, it's not a crime phenomenon, and the guards do have a role to play, but we need to be very cautious that we don't get the guards involved in people's private lives and that we don't jeopardise the longer-term relationship between the community and the police. And, you know, that approach has generally been a sound one. Of course, if there's new problems emerging, we might need to tweak the regulations, or maybe there's new problems that we need to punish in a different way. But for no obvious reason, that's now being dispensed with and going for a system of fines, which we've had in the UK and has been a complete failure in the UK.
Okay. So, Liam, you kind of had me up to for no obvious reason. Like, there is an obvious reason. There are some people, and it's a minority, who are thumbing their nose, particularly in relation to house parties. And, like, the guards are going up and politely asking people to stop having a party without any powers, any enforcement powers. Did that not need to change?
Well, again, you know, you could have dealt with some of this under the existing system. So we're obviously only relying, Shane, on media reports because we're not seeing any text yet. But there's some reference to penalising people who organise house parties. Now, it's already a criminal offence to organise an event. You can amend the, you know, definition of an event, but there's already a penalty of up to €2,500 for organising an event in violation of public health guidelines as things stand. But if we're getting down into criminalising people's behaviour around so-called house parties, we still face some of the same constitutional and other problems we've had up to now. And, you know, an unworkable law can cause damage. So some of the reports coming out is that it's going to be an offence for somebody to be suspected of being on their way to a house party. Now, what is the threshold for reasonable suspicion in that instance? And I think the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors expressed their concern last night about this. You know, how does a guard suspect that somebody is on their way to the house party? Is that law going to be applied evenly and consistently across the country, or is it open to discriminatory treatment? Is the young person who's carrying a six-pack of beer more likely to be under reasonable suspicion than the middle-aged, middle-class person that's carrying a bag full of bottles of wine, you know? And these are the kind of practical policing problems that we've really, you know, gone to a lot of lengths to avoid up to now, which I think we're opening ourselves up unnecessarily.
Okay, Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us...